Hey, Mike.
Blog Talk Radio.
Michelle.
That doesn't look like Mike Edison. That looks...
Jesus, that's a nice name.
Jesus.
Jesus, beauty.
Welcome to the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the clergy of Many Mansions Spiritual Center and the International School of the Prophets Seminary. You can also visit internationalschooloftheprophets.com to join this service via Zoom every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time. We now join our Sunday service.
Welcome, dear friends. It's a pleasure to see you again, and I also like to welcome newcomers to Many Mansions Virtual Church Service on Sunday, May the 21st, 2023. We pray that you find comfort in prayer in today's service. If you have any questions or prayer requests during the service, please feel free to use the chat feature. Our team will be monitoring the chat, and we'll do our best to address your needs. I also like to thank all of you for your support of Many Mansions and your many generous donations. Today we are blessed to have Reverend Douglas leading us in prayer. Reverend Douglas will be doing the service, and Deacon Dave will be sharing love virtues. Reverend Michael will be offering a blessing for our planet, and I will be leading us in the Lord's Prayer. To begin with, I'd like Mark to recite our mission statement.
Our mission is to speak of God Almighty, to journey and to practice unconditional love as much as possible every day of our lives. By humble spiritual practice, meditation, and earnest intellectual research, we become to know in part the great truths of God Almighty and understand in part the great mysteries of the spiritual dimensions, our heavens above. In this understanding, we may move forward and develop the spiritual gifts as a demonstration of the divine existence of our immortal souls and its divine existence within each of us, as recounted in the holy books. This spiritual awareness promotes our willingness to serve God Almighty as we aspire to do so by our inner soul for health, wealth, and peace of mind.
Thank you, Mark. Deacon Dave, we recite the love verses from 1 Corinthians.
Yes, Corinthians 13, chapter, verse 4. Love is patience, love is kind. It does not envy, it does not boast, it is not proud, it does not dishonor others, it is not self-seeking, it is not easily angered, it keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always preserves.
Thank you, Deacon Dave. Now I invite you to accompany me in recitation of the Lord's Prayer. The Lord's Prayer. Our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. Let us not into temptation, and deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. I now call upon Reverend Michael, who will recite the prayer for the planet.
Is he here?
I don't think he's here. I have it here in front of me.
Okay, good.
Dear Lord, God Almighty, to all the angels, saints, avatars, and divine beings above, I ask for your divine grace to shed the benevolent rays of peace upon the planet Earth, to soften the hearts of those in authority, and to influence those minds in a positive way, and have authority over the planet and all who live on the Earth, that the decisions and actions will always be for the greater good of all, and that the planet will be filled with peace and harmony every day and every way. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Thank you, Deacon Dave. Now, Reverend Douglas will be...
have an opening prayer here, Reverend Douglas.
Opening prayer, and then we'll be providing us with hymns and the sermon for today.
There you go. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we come before you today with gratitude and praise, asking that your presence fills this virtual space. Guide our hearts and our minds as we worship you together. May we receive a blessing from those angels, divine beings above, those saints and avatars, those spiritual beings who are meaningful to us and to whom we are meaningful to. We are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this day. Amen. 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 And now I will hopefully play our favorite hymn, and you can sing along if you like, my friends. Remember, everybody, to turn your volume off so that when you stop talking, otherwise we get some reverberation. But here we go. Whoops, I hope we're going to go here anyway. Just a moment.
I have heard my people cry, all who dwell in dark and sin. My hand will save. I who made the stars of light, I will make their darkness bright. Oh,
Good morning, everyone. I'm grateful today to have the opportunity to stand here in front of you in the virtual community to discuss a topic that is dear and near to my heart and critical to our joint spiritual journey. And that topic is faith in God Almighty. As we navigate through life, we face trials, tribulations, and sometimes even confusion. And in those moments, it's easy to feel overwhelmed, anxious, and alone. But my dear friends, we are never alone. God is always with us. For those of us who are aware, we have an awareness every moment of every day. The Bible reminds us in Deuteronomy 31:6, be strong and courageous. Do not fear or be in dread of them, for it is the Lord your God who goes with you. God will not leave you or forsake you. In faith in God Almighty is your guiding star, the compass that leads us through the uncertain and challenging moments of life. We have a God who is infinitely powerful, infinitely loving, and infinitely gracious. And that's the God we put in our faith, and our faith in that God, the one and only God. Faith is more than just belief. As you know, we practice our motto, faith is built upon belief, and belief is built upon evidence. If you have evidence, then you can believe it. And if there's no room for doubt, then you have faith. That intimate trust in God is deep-rooted as a conviction. He who says he is that he is promises us to be true and unbreakable. Hebrews 11:1 tells us, now faith is the assurance of things hoped for, the convictions of things not seen. That doesn't mean life will be without challenges, hardships, and disappointments. Sometimes we might feel like we are walking through a desert, parched and weary. We may question why certain things happen, why prayers seem unanswered, why does it take so long? But I urge you to remember that faith isn't about having all the answers. Faith is simply about having trust. And when we can't see the path ahead, which I've had that experience many times, we trust that God is guiding our steps and will find a way through that forest, that jungle, or that time of uncertainty. I always have. But only when you find your way through and look back do you recognize or observe that there has been a divine essence or influence in your moving forward and overcoming those difficulties and challenges in your life. And some of them are greater and some of them are lesser. But the path is always there. Determination, conviction, and faith allows you to come along that path to get through that circumstance on the other side. Remember, Job, despite his many tribulations, did not lose his faith. He did have every reason to despair. If you know the story, he lost everything. But he held on to his trust in God. He boldly proclaimed, "Though he slay me, yet will I hope in him." That's Job 13, verse 15. Joseph in the pit and then in prison could have questioned the dream that God gave him, the one that he was going to have his brothers bow down to him and that he was going to have riches and greatness. However, at those times of dread, he could have given up, but he did not. He held on to his faith. That time of uncertainty, he held on to his faith in God Almighty. And in God's time, he was lifted up into the palace. And the dream came true. We have these examples and so many more in the Bible of men and women who, despite their circumstances, chose to have faith in God. And they were not put to shame. Our God is a faithful God, a loving Father, a loving God, who desires to give good gifts to his children, like any good parent. In James 1:17, we're reminded, every good and perfect gift is from above. Even the small ones, be grateful. Those gifts are coming down from the Father or the Most High, through the heavenly lights, through the heavenly dimensions. They do not change, even though they go through the shifting shadows, they arrive. In the storms of life, may we, like those in the psalmist, say, though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Today, my friends, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to make a decision to trust God even when it doesn't make sense. Choose faith over fear. Choose hope over despair. Hold on to the promises of God Almighty and allow your faith to guide you. Let us pray. Father, God Almighty, thank you for the gift of faith. As we journey through life, may we continually trust in you, acknowledging your infinite power, love, and grace. Help us to hold on to your unchanging hand. And even when the waves of life seek to overwhelm us, strengthen our faith. Dear God Almighty, and use us to be lights in the world, drawing others closer to you by our example. In Yeshua the Christ's name, we pray. Amen. In the book of Exodus, we find the Israelis trapped between Pharaoh's rapidly approaching army and the Red Sea. No place to go. It was a moment of extreme fear and anxiety, for surely they knew the consequences should Pharaoh's army have caught up to them. They felt concerned with that there was no apparent way. Some even cried out to Moses, wishing they had stayed back in Egypt, back in their despair and problems, instead of facing death in the desert. But Moses responded to their fear with faith. And in Exodus 14, verse 13 to 14, he said, "Fear not, stand firm, and see the salvation of the Lord, which he will work for you today." A miracle was coming. The Lord will fight for you, and you only have to be silent. Moses didn't know how God would deliver them, but he had an unwavering faith that God would indeed provide a way out. There was no place to go. And God did. In an extraordinary demonstration of God's almighty power, he parted the Red Sea, providing a path for the Israelites to cross on dry ground. They escaped. However, when the bad guys, the Egyptians, tried to follow, the sea closed over them and swallowed up the whole entire army. So what does this story mean to us today? The parting of the Red Sea stands as a testament to the power of faith and God's intervention in seemingly impossible situations. There will be times in our lives when we will find ourselves standing at the shore of our own Red Sea, no place to go. It might be a difficult medical diagnosis, a troubled relationship, financial hardship, or any number of trials. We may be bullied. We may be chastised. Our reputations may be ruined. We may be falsely accused. Certainly, we will feel trapped, scared, and no way out. In those moments, this is the idea of spiritual advancement, spiritual knowledge, spiritual ascension. This is important to know that these times of difficulty are learning times, are testing times, are teaching times. Don't run away. Remember Moses and the Israelites. Remember that we are, when we are faithful, that we choose to trust in God, God Almighty will make a way. No matter what it is, you won't see it coming. You won't have any advanced knowledge. You don't need to scheme or plan or plot. Just remember, don't run away. And just as the Red Sea parted to provide a path for the Israelites, God will part the seas in your life, providing a way forward where seemingly there was none there at all. The story of the Red Sea is also a powerful reminder that God fights for us. You know, he cares for us because we believe in him. It's not that God chooses certain people over other people. It's that we choose God. We choose the way of God. We choose to be better people. We choose to embellish our souls, to be followers of the Christ consciousness. We choose the words to illuminate the words of truth and compassion, to illuminate the Christ's words, to illuminate the teachings of the Christ, which are universal. We're an interfaith, all-inclusionary community, and our practical Christianity includes everyone. Because everyone's on the planet, we're all brothers and sisters. But in our understanding, we choose one God, and we choose God Almighty to watch over us. And that is why God Almighty watches over us, gives us the edge, helps us in those times of need. It's not a preference. It's a promise. As we believe in God as we pray to God, then God will answer our prayers, because we're expressing our own free will and free choice, are we not? When we ask for something, when we seek a solution to a difficult problem, when we ask that our enemies will be put asunder, that those who stand in our way will be removed like blocks being blown away by the breeze. We find ourselves at those Red Sea moments. Let us find comfort in the knowledge that we do not face these challenges alone. Always remember that. God is with us. God watches over us. God has angels and divine beings who are there to help us. When we pray, we reach out. Don't forget to grab the solution and pull it home. There's two ways to pray and to receive a blessing, one to ask and one to take. Always remember to take the solution when it shows up. Therefore, my brothers and sisters, I encourage you to face the Red Sea times in your life with faith, not fear. Trust in God Almighty, who is able to do exceedingly abundantly above all that you think or ask, and to answer your prayers, and to take care of you and to protect you, to provide for you. Just don't run away. Take your steps. That's the talk for today. May you remember the Red Sea times in your life, when there's no place else to go but straight ahead. Trust and take your steps. And let me see if I can come up with a nice little hymn. God bless you, everyone. It's good to see you here today, my friends. As I looked at your videos, I am very happy to be here. We have Jean and the number letter C, somebody in the 416, somebody Samsung, Regine, Jesus, Vivian, Alexander, Catherine and Mary, Will Santos, Celeste, Grant, Diana D, Diana, Gaetan, PJ, Jack and Sandy, Maria Fernanda, Mark, Tim C, Joe Badgew, Carol, Larry, Angie, and Elsie, Tomas, Beverly, Berea, Jim and Sherry, John, Santiago, Sue, Paul, Patty, GLS, Reverend Douglas, Deacon Dave and Carla, and Mark. And for all those, I hope I got to everybody. I want to thank you for being here today. We have some good reports that our friend Ann, who was here, we prayed for last week, who is going to have surgery. I'm pleased to report the surgery was textbook. She was some abdominal surgery, which is pretty heavy duty surgery, and she's just sailed right through, apparently, if she's here today. I haven't quite seen her, but she might still be recovering. You know, after surgery, you get that peak, right? You're on that adrenaline high, and then the next day, your body says, hey, that was pretty heavy duty, you know. Catherine, we're going to try to send you some stuff. Looks like you're in the hospital there. We're going to take care of you, okay? We're going to send you some sex or special prayers. There have been some other occurrences where people have benefited, either been relieved. Maria is here in Spain, and her brother seems to be doing a little better. At least he's adjusting to his situation. And Maria has thanked us for our prayers. And there have been other people who I just can't think of right now. But Gaetan's got a nice rainbow on there in his video. That looks pretty neat. So we'll start with the spiritual healing. I'm going to stand up. And I guess we normally had Reverend Mike discuss how this spiritual healing works. For those of you who have not been here before, this is virtue healing energy that we are asking for, and we are transmitting it through the computer. We found in the past that this medium, this Wi-Fi, has the ability to take this life force, which is sort of a combination, if you will, of electrical and magnetical influences, and put it through cell phones, Wi-Fi, and different computers. I'm reminded that Maria and I were one place in one country, and a man was in another country, and his wife called up, and they were in a terrible situation. He was actually dying, and he was in terrible pain. Matter of fact, this happened more than once when people would call us up, and we would send them Reiki or healing energy or virtue, as it was called over the years. And the man had a very good night's sleep that night. He didn't make it through the situation, but he died peaceably. But he had a good night's sleep or two before he passed away. The pain went away. And so we go through those circumstances that we go through, but we're aided by the virtue. It's available to everyone. And it's what we're going to do here today. For those people who are new, it's a powerful force that was described in the good book, when a lady came by and touched Jesus the Christ, he felt virtue go out of him. He felt that energy leave him, that life force. And that's where we come up with this name. It's the proper name. And so I'm going to stand up here, and the way to assist or help this for those people, it's kind of a contagious energy, by the way. You might feel your hands warm up. You might feel some warmth in your forehead or your tummy, your solar plexus. And we're going to send this energy by a slow exhalation and pushing the energy out of our hands. That's sort of the beginning steps. And as you continue to practice through prayer and meditation and constant use of this, you'll get better at it. It's kind of like you're a channel, and you're a little bit of a channel now, and as you continue to use it, the channel gets bigger and bigger. My mentor, Reverend Alec Holmes, who showed me this first and taught me, once said to me, this virtue energy is like a mighty river starting out as a single trickle. Go slow, because the energy comes through you. As it goes through you too fast, it can do things. So go slow. I see some people have, we have forms for people to fill out if you'd like to have a more formal, fuller blessing. Please do that. Send them to Patty, wherever the email addresses are. Please do that. For now, I'm going to ask all of us to say a prayer, and then we're going to go through the list or through the videos to get everybody. And then we'll do the people in the chat. But we'll keep, is that Catherine that's in the under the blanket there? Or Mary? Mary? Hi, Mary. Okay, sweetheart. That's my dog in the background. Don't worry about it. Oh, there's Anne. Hi, Anne. I was just mentioning you. Let us pray. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, in the name of all these saints and avatars and angels above, to those divine beings who are meaningful to us and to whom we ask for their help, we are grateful for our lives. We are grateful for this opportunity to be of service. We ask for the angel Raphael to be with us today. We ask for Michael and Uriel and the Holy Family and the other divine beings who watch over all of us and our community. We ask for the healing forces to go through each and every one that is here today, that they will receive a blessing. And for those who are listening in on the radio broadcast, may they too receive a blessing now and whenever they are listening to the broadcast around the world. We ask for prayers for those who are in need, to go to those, to remove their suffering, their pain, to restore in their body health, that the virtue run through their body easily and comfortably now, removing any disease, removing any sickness or impairment, removing any imbalance emotionally or mentally. We ask for this divine force to go through each and every one that is here in the community and for those listening in now. We are grateful for our lives, and we are grateful to God Almighty. We are grateful to be of service. We ask for the healing forces to go through our bodies easily and comfortably, restoring as quickly as possible our bodies to good health. our hearts and our minds to good health. We ask for the benefits that only God can provide for us, that we are grateful for these benefits coming to us physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. As we reach up into the higher dimensions, we ask for virtue to come into our lives, to go through our hands, and to those people who are here today. Let them feel the warmth and comfort of your divine energy going through their body easily and comfortably, restoring them to good health, energizing them, removing any illness, any difficulty easily and comfortably now. Receive the blessing from God Almighty. You deserve to be healed. You deserve to be made comfortable. You deserve plenty. You deserve to receive the benefits from the Most High. You are here in the world as a spiritual being, able to receive a blessing from all things, to restore all things, to be all things. In the name of Mother Mary, Father Joseph, in the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, in the name of all the saints and all the avatars, we are grateful for the benefits and the healing that is taking place now, easily and comfortably coursing through our bodies, removing any impairments and any difficulties, allowing our immune system to be empowered with healing force, to remove any difficulty or disease easily and comfortably now. In the name of all that is holy and loving, we are so grateful. We are grateful for the benefits that are being given to each and every one in our community now. To everyone, the 507, to Sean, to C, to Regine, to Vivian, to Alexander, to Catherine and Mary, to Anne, to Will, to Jesus, to Celeste, to Grant, to Diana D, to Diane, to Jack and Sandy, to Maria Ferenda, to Bart, to Tim C, to Gay 10, to Jack and Sandy, to PJ, to Joe, to Carol, to Larry, Angie and Elsie, to Tomas, to Beverly, to Maria, to Jim and Chevy, to John A. Santiago, to Sue, to Paul, to Patty, to GLS, to Reverend Douglas, to Dave and Carla, to Mark, and to myself. God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty, in your way, we ask for the virtue to spill out and into the lives of those that are here in our community today. We are grateful for the blessings they have received and that they will continue to receive in the name of love, of God Almighty, of the Holy Family. We ask a blessing once again to continue with them throughout the day, throughout the weekend, and throughout the week. We are servants of your divine love. We are examples of those attempting to find our divine way to come closer and closer to your divine blessings, consciousness, and acceptance. Guide us, let our dreams be clear, let our protection be great. Let us go through these times of uncertainty, that we will find a way to be blessed, to be safe, and to overcome any difficulties that are before us. Remove all the darkness and those that are mischievous, and let the angels show us our way. We are grateful. To those who will help us, we ask for your assistance to give us opportunities to find our way to perfect health, to financial improvements, to wealth, to assist us in our endeavors mentally, emotionally, and all the needs in our physical life. In the name of all that is holy, we are grateful. Continue to bless each and every one that is here today, especially Mary, as we ask the divine force to go through her body, healing, soothing, and removing any difficulties now. We ask for the angels to bless her and to be with her at this time, with her mommy and her family now. Remove from her any illness or difficulty or complaint easily and comfortably now. In the name of God Almighty, we are grateful. Amen. Amen. And amen. Should have got the music on a little sooner, my friends, but okay, Patty, we have some people in the chat that we are going to address. Some people have sent in requests, I believe.
The following people sent in, emailed their requests. For Benny, release from lung, liver, and colon cancer.
We ask that the divine beings above comfort him and remove any difficulties of cancer in his body, to cleanse the body of any disease easily and comfortably now. From the top to the bottom of the body, from the outside through the body, removing any poisons, toxins, or disease easily and comfortably. Let the body be cleansed now. Continue, Patty.
For Margaret, who is ready to pass on, she is still not eating. Help her to move on easily and comfortably.
We ask for the virtue to go into her body, to go into her upper chest and through the esophagus, down through the stomach, allowing the body to ingest easily and comfortably soft food, allowing the swallowing to take place and eliminations to be increased as well. Removing any poisons from the blood easily and comfortably. Allowing the body to function normally. Waking the body up easily now. Continue.
For Sam, relief from severe liver cancer.
We ask for virtue to go into Sam's liver to instantly affect all the cells that need to be rejected and to be replaced by healthy cells now. We ask for the strength in the body to convert and remove any misshapen or diseased cells easily and comfortably. We ask for the body's immune system to be strengthened. We ask for the virtue to come from above, to go down through his head, down through all the parts of the body, including the liver, and to remove these poisons and toxins now. And for this to be sustained until he is healthy. Amen. Continue.
For Richard, protection from the bad luck of losing his home and granting him some financial stability.
Dear Lord God Almighty, we ask for the angels of prosperity and protection to take Richard into a path to recover all that he has lost, that there will be opportunities presented to him, that he will remember Job, who lost all things, but who kept his faith, and all things were returned. We ask for blessings of abundance to come to him now, that Richard will take his steps redefine himself and recover, the sooner the better. Looking forward, looking for opportunities, onward and upward, all these sayings to encourage him. May he be given a dream of direction to show him the solution of his next house, home, or place where he is safe. Amen. Continue.
The next requests are from the chat. John, recovery from gallbladder surgery.
God Almighty, we ask for the virtue to go into John's body to recover and heal his body easily and comfortably now. Continue.
For Lynn, relief from cancer that has returned.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for Lynn that there will be a mighty cleansing that will remove any remnants of cancer, dispose of them now, easily, quickly, and that the body will be cleansed and made whole. May the immune system be energized. Amen. Continue.
For Daryl, relief from depression.
God Almighty, we ask for the sunshine of virtue to come into Daryl's life, that he will feel enthusiastic for some small reason at first and then larger reasons, that he will find his way. Looking forward, not backward. Look for enthusiastic feelings and follow the compass needle of enthusiasm to your goal. Amen. Continue.
For freedom, relief from Lyme disease.
We ask for what looks to be like an iodine substance of virtue going into Frida's body easily, removing any disease, bacteria, impairment, surrounding, encapsulating it, and eliminating it. Amen. Continue.
For Fernando, relief from lung and bone cancer.
God Almighty, we are grateful for the blessings that have been given to this man, and we once again ask for the continuation of the virtue to remove any cancerous substance from his body easily now. Let the continuation of the cleansing internally remove any substance, any cancer, any darkness from his body now. Amen. Continue.
For Angie, relief of stomach pain.
Dear God Almighty, we ask for relief to go through Angie's abdomen to affect her stomach, intestine, and also the diaphragm. Bless her with relief that the body will balance in its functions of digestion and elimination. Amen. Continue. Patty?
For Nikki, relief from or to regain her eyesight.
For Patty? We ask for the...
For Nikki. To regain her eyesight.
For Nikki, we ask for a blessing of cleansing to happen to the eyes, to remove any darkness, any clouds of impairment, to allow light to go through the eyes easily and comfortably, to restore vision every day in every way. We are grateful for the healing that is taking place and will continue to take place in all those who we have asked for. Amen. Continue.
The last one. Safe journeys to all who are going to Phoenix, Arizona for the Hope Conference.
Indeed, we ask for Raphael and the angels who watch over the travelers, that they will be assisted, that their travel will be comfortable, that they will arrive safe and sound, that they will have an angel with them the whole way. For all those from all the parts of the country, wherever they might be, may they be inspired and guided. They come to Arizona for the Hope Conference to be enlightened, to be blessed, that they might be examples of God's undying love, that God's ever-present creation, that faith will flow through them, that they will be examples of knowledge, of love, and they will bring peace into the world wherever they might go. Amen. Amen. And amen. We are grateful to Jesus the Christ. We are grateful to Mother Mary and Father Joseph. We are grateful to all the angels and avatars who have been with us this evening. We are grateful for our lives. And we are grateful to be in the presence of God Almighty, God Almighty, God Almighty. We are grateful for all the benefits that everyone has received today and will continue to receive. And we are grateful for the blessings of healing that will continue, and that all who are ill will be made whole. All who have received a blessing will be blessed completely. whatever they might need or ask, physically, financially, mentally, emotionally, and spiritually. We are grateful to you, God Almighty, for your gifts, from your abundance of all things. We are grateful for our lives and grateful for this time. Amen, amen, and amen. Well, sorry about getting the music on a little late, my friends, but we did get it on there at the end. Hi, Bill. I hope you're feeling better. I pray that all things will be given to you, that your prayers today will be fulfilled. The sooner, the better. We are going to Phoenix, Arizona. Good Lord willing. this Wednesday, Reverend Doug will be taking over with Deacon Dave to conduct the Wednesday night and to the services next weekend for the next week or two. We might chime in if we get an opportunity when we're out there. For now, I want to thank everybody who's been helping put the service on, from Mark to be the greeter, to Deacon Dave, to Reverend Doug, to Patty. Thank you very much, Patty, for all your hard work. We also have Joe here, who is willing to take your emails at minimansions.helpline@gmail.com to assist you if you need some counseling. We have past president and pilgrims with us today. We hope that your healing is accelerated and that things for your whole family are better. We hope that Mary does better in the hospital and gets out of that place as soon as possible. To Maria, I hope your brother is doing much better in Spain and that he continues his recovery and that everybody is a little calmer in Spain. And I hope that the weather is good in Spain. Understood that maybe there was a thunderstorm going by today. And to all of you.
Yeah, it's just...
Pardon? No,
sorry.
It's okay? Yeah. I just didn't hear what you said. It's all right.
Yeah, it's okay. We were waiting for a storm, biggest storm, but it hasn't been that bad. Just gone. I could attend to the service. I was afraid I couldn't, but I could.
Okay.
In the end.
We're glad you're here.
Yeah,
very glad.
Thank you.
I want to thank Tim C. as well. And I hope we're over in Spain in the not too distant future. I mean, that'd be a nice place to go. One of my favorite countries in the world, if not the most favorite. I think I've said hi to everybody, and I want to thank everybody for being here today. As usual, I'm going to turn the rest of the meeting over to Reverend Doug Douglas, and who will be the host now. And this would conclude the radio broadcast. For all those people who are listening, wherever you are in the world, we want to thank you for your participation. And let me say, as we close this, again, I'll say this prayer. God Almighty, we come before you with hearts filled with gratitude for your work today. We thank you for remembering us with your unfailing love and your unmatched power and importance of unwavering faith in you. We thank you for the story of Moses, a testament to your power and mercy. Lord, as we leave this place, we pray that you guide our steps and watch over us. May the teachings we receive today permeate our thoughts, words, and actions throughout this coming week. Bless each and every one present here today and their families. Protect them, provide for them, and lead them according to your will, to health, wealth, peace, and prosperity. In the name of Yeshua, Jesus the Christ, to all the angels and avatars in the Holy Family, we are grateful. Amen, amen, and amen. And with that, Reverend Douglas, you should be the host. I'm going to say, I'll see everybody soon. Go with God, and may you receive a blessing in all that you do.
Okay, did you really get the host invitation, Doug?
I did not.
Thanks for joining the Many Mansions Sunday Interfaith Service with Reverend Douglas James Cottrell and the Many Mansions clergy. Join us every Sunday at 1 p.m. Eastern U.S. time. And you can also join the service on Zoom by going to internationalschoolofthepropets.com. That's internationalschoolofthepropets.com. We also present a radio show here on Blog Talk Radio every Friday night on this Global Village channel at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. Again, thanks for joining us for the Sunday Interfaith Service. Why should you join us in Phoenix, Arizona, May 26th through the 28th? Just listen to a couple of HOPE Conference attendees.
Thank you, Douglas, for the conference, the HOPE Conference. It was amazing. I learned so much. This HOPE Conference really culminated in everything I needed to really hone in on, and I know what my life purpose is, and I really thank all of you, every one of you.
Hi, Douglas. I want to thank you for having this conference here. I learned a lot, especially about dreams. I definitely plan on taking your advice, writing down all my dreams. All your staff was very helpful, very friendly, and I'm looking forward to the next conference. We'll see what happens. Thank you very much.
During this impactful three-day conference, you'll be guided through a series of sessions including dream interpretation and future predictions. The Great Shift. The increasing sense of impending changes and human transformation. Virtue spirit healing, the power of auras, chakras, and creating an open mind to your spiritual gifts, plus additional guest speakers and guided meditation. Go now to hopeconferences.org. That's hopeconferences.org for your ticket and a don't miss event. And we'll see you in beautiful Phoenix, Arizona. Thanks for listening to the Global Village Online Radio Show with your host, Dr. Douglas James Cottrell, and co-host, Doug Bentley. Brought to you by MindPro Publications and Productions, a division of Douglas James Cottrell & Associates, Incorporated. Copyright 2023, Douglas James Cottrell. No part of this broadcast audio may be reproduced in whole or in part without expressed written permission.